Absolutely. You know, anytime he's around, we definitely find ourselves talking for about 5-10 minutes, just us.
What was his message?
Well, it's personal, but, you know, he just really, the message to the team is just don't get caught up in the moment too much. Do what we've been doing all year, prepare even harder, but, you know, don't stray away from what we know and what we're good at.
Chip, I know there's always a fraternity of cornerbacks in this league. I'm wondering what your impressions are of Richard Sherman and where he stands and in your mind.
Good player, man. I've noticed myself watching him a lot more this year. You know, as guys start to emerge, start paying more attention, and you know, he's a good player. He does a lot of good things on the field, and I mean, he every week he's making a play, you know, to change the game, and I mean that's the way I see it. Well, we're all different personalities. You know, I don't have a problem with his personality. For one, if you don't want somebody to talk, you got to give him a reason not to. So, I mean, that's it. I mean, he's probably going to talk anyway, but at the same time, man, he is what he is. I mean, I like his game. He's not just too crazy with it. You know, it's just you guys seem to make it a lot more crazy than what it is. I know I got another game, and, you know, I know it's a big one, but I don't know what that means, really, you know, if it's sunk in. I know what's in front of me, but, you know, I'm trying to, you know, stay level-headed and prepare like I've been doing all year.
You've been at this a long time, but what are the emotions going to be like for you Sunday when you hop on that plane heading for your first Super Bowl?
Unpredictable. You know, I really can't say what I'm going to be like. You know, I didn't know what I would feel like after the win last week, and, you know, this week, going into this game, I really don't know. You know, it's just take it for what it is, and whatever comes upon me, you know, it is what it is.
What did it mean to be a big part of it after not played so much this year, to have actually played the whole game, before you guys made it?
It means a lot. You know, I definitely didn't want to be standing around and watching it happen in front of me, but you know, I just had to. You know, I had to let my body heal, had to let things, you know, get right before I could go out there. I'm just glad that I'm back out there participating.
What's it been like? A lot of guys talked about how they wanted to get here for you and how happy they are for you that you got to get to this point finally. What's that been like?
I mean, that's great. You know, I love the respect and everything my teammates give me. But, you know, it's not about me. It's definitely about this organization. It's the reason I stuck around here, because I knew it was coming at some point that we'd get a shot. And you know, here we are. You know, guys want to, you know, say it's about me, but, you know, it's really not. I appreciate it, but it's not about me.
Chip, a lot of guys in there, defensive guys, talking about how they've learned to play together better as the season's going on.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
It means a lot. I mean, this is a team sport, the ultimate team sport, and if you don't have everybody clicking the same way, I mean, it'll show on the field. And as you can tell, the last few weeks, we've kind of come together, and I think it starts during the week, preparation. And when you feel good about going into a game with what you prepared for, I mean, you can do good things. And I think that's been what we've been showing all week.
What do you think?
All year.
It just took a while to get there? New pieces?
We started out not having a lot of our pieces. And then you got new guys. And it takes some time, you know. Every year is a different defense. Every year is a different offense. I don't care who's quarterback or who's a nose tackle. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's different. And you know, you got to find a way to mesh, and, you know, I think we're coming together.
Chip, it seemed like Sunday you had your game face back on pretty quickly. Is that because there's unfinished business and it wasn't time to really exhale?
Well, you can take time to enjoy that moment, but, you know, you can't get too caught up in it that you forget that you got something in front of you, and we definitely can't forget that. I don't think anybody in this locker room that don't understand how important this is and how much we have to dial in these next 2 weeks.
Champ, aside from your physical skills, being back there in the secondary, how important do you think that is to the rest of your DBs? And I'm talking about you almost being a quarterback back there. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, your experience and those type of skills that you bring to the secondary.
I think it helps, you know, and I know the effect I can have on a young guy, you know, as far as being out there, being able to see things coming. But, you know, a lot of these guys are smart, just as smart as I am, and they see things. It just, when you prepare together, you're probably going to notice a lot of the same things. But I help him when I have to, and, you know, I'm always here for him.
How tough is it to prepare for
so little film of him as a sophomore.
I mean, that's a dangerous man right there. Now, he could change the game if you allow him to. And I remember playing him in Minnesota when he was in Minnesota. I mean, he's one of the most explosive guys I've seen come off the ball. So I don't know how they're going to use him. We don't have a lot of tape on him, if any. But they're going to use him. You don't have a weapon like that and not use him. No, no. I watch it. You know, I just don't. I wouldn't go. You know, I try not to go if I'm not in it. I mean, I've never been to a Super Bowl, so this would definitely be my first one. Well, the funny thing about it, when you get that close, you don't think you far away. You think you're going to get there again, but it's obvious. I mean, it took 8 years to get back for this organization, so, I mean, anything can happen. I mean, but you're always optimistic and positive that things can stay the way they are or get turned around if they're bad.
What's your impressions of Russell Wilson, especially when the coverage is good and maybe he gets out of the pocket and things start to break?
You know, he makes some big plays in crucial situations, and we know that if we let him get out of the pocket and make plays with his legs, it's going to be a long day. So we got to find a way to contain that and make sure if he starts scrambling, we stay on our guys, because he will make plays down the field.
So, Champ, you never even went to his host city, not even to the Super Bowl game, but you weren't even around.
Well, I've been around when I was a lot younger, but, you know, I would go, you know, enjoy a little bit of it. But I've never been to the game itself. No, never.
And there's a lot of guys on this team that that are hurt, you know, Von Miller and Kevin Bickerson and all that. Do you guys still embrace them? I mean, they helped you get, you know, this journey. They were a big part of the journey, even though they're not playing on Sunday. They're just as big a part of this whole
Absolutely.
Thing.
You know, when you put the time in that we do, I mean, these guys are still working around here. I mean, they're still rehabbing, you know, trying to get ready for next year. But, I mean, they're part of this family. And that goes for anybody who works in this building. I mean, once you're part of the family, I mean, you all included. I mean, that's just how it is.
How you doing on tickets with friends and family? How's that situation?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You know, you can't please them all, but, you know, you try. And, you know, I did my best. I can just say that.
How many
did you have to go to some younger fellas who aren't using all their tickets?
Well, a couple guys did that, but I had just enough.